All right, we're recording.
All right, hold on. Like, what's going on, guys? Episode
17?
17.
Episode 17.
Sunday sit down. I filmed on Sunday. I'll be filming on Sunday. What's on that?
I mean, you just kind of ruined it. We're filming this on Saturday. We're posting on Sunday.
We're a little busy.
We're back on our grind with the energy drinks. Got rain today.
It's my third one of the day.
Why? Why do you do that to yourself?
I've been tired, bro.
Bro, it's only like, what, like 11 o'clock?
I gotta take the pre-workout later, so it's...
Whatever. All right. Three, two, one.
Damn, you went early. Or late.
All right. So today, the format is going to be more Q&A.
Q&A based.
We have some questions. We're going to bounce all those questions, and that's basically going to be it. I mean, we're going
to talk... Well, me and you didn't really get any questions. Sunday sit down, guys.
Bro, that shit pissed me off, bro. So... I got all these damn... Well, I don't have a lot of followers.
You do have a lot. More than us.
Well, I have like 1,500 followers. I post, hey, y'all got any questions for me? Nobody responded. I know one of y'all saw that shit. I know...
You're bro, like, ooh.
Bro, I know one of y'all saw that shit. I checked the views. It had like 300 views. 300 of y'all saw my post. It was like, nah.
Nah.
Bro, I just feel like people just use me for my body. They just want to see me lift weights, though. All
right, guys. A few housekeeping things, too. Obviously, you can't see. Hunter's not here. He's been... He has some personal things going on, like we all have. Today is a little different because we have a busy schedule. So we'll answer the questions today. Whenever we're done, like, subscribe, YouTube, all that good stuff too. And then if you have any future questions, leave them in a comment on Instagram, YouTube, and we'll answer them in a future video. Mm. Is that good?
Yeah.
If you guys didn't see too, he also put egg whites in his protein shake like a fucking psycho.
Yeah, because shout out to Jose Padron back at home. He said, because, you know, I'm trying to...
Oh, I can smell it, too. She's like, ooh.
I'm trying to up my protein intake, and I was like, yo, like, so I'm making a fat protein shake. He told me to put egg white in there. He said it makes it taste more fluffy, and he said it tastes like it tastes better. I don't know.
It looks... Okay.
I mean, it looks... I mean, it tastes good. I mean, I use a chocolate fudge protein powder.
How you been, bro?
Dude, I've been good. I mean...
Busy?
Bro, busy as hell.
I know, we can tell. Bro, I can tell them, but you tell them.
Bro, so, if you guys don't know, or the people that know me... I don't want to change my hat. People that know me, I've been very cranky lately. Very irritable. Just due to, because this COVID happened, like, we had a long winter break. So for the spring, they took away our spring break. So we've just been going hard ever since we started. We've been going straight through. So we're in midterms right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been in school for 2 weeks. So I've basically just been cramming for midterms.
Yeah.
And had the meet in 4 weeks. So I got nationals in 4 weeks. So I'm cutting for that. Peaking for that while doing midterms, so I've just been a bit cranky. But I mean, energy's back. Hired a dietitian.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boy Steven.
Yeah.
Steven fam.
You handle it pretty well besides being a fucking asshole. To me, I see the asshole. That's okay.
I mean, because I could do that with you. Like, I would have to like smile and shit. I could be a dickhead to you. I mean, because you don't really care. Like, I'm usually pretty good at handling like stress and handling different things. But the people that are closer to me, they get to see the stressed out part of me.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker angry. Let me see how much I can piss him off more.
Bro, and that makes it so much worse because I'll be chilling, and then I'll say something that's like kind of irritable, and then he'll carry it on for like the next like 3 hours. He's like, hey, bro, why are you so mad, bro? And then he'll just keep like just tagging at me, and that shit pisses me off.
I'm sorry. All right, let's get to it. So I'm going to answer. We got a few questions on Sunday Sit Down page. Shout out to the people that asked, and also shout out to the people that just saw it and went by. So
that was pretty passive aggressive.
Yeah, you're not welcome.
I mean, that was aggressive.
Yeah, do better. Okay. We'll ask the basic questions first, and then we're gonna go into more longer ones too.
All right.
First one. Why do you wear Daisy Dukes?
Okay.
What are Daisy Dukes? I think I missed that.
Daisy Dukes, like, they're like very short shorts.
Oh, that's okay.
Like, picture Daisy Dukes, like, you gotta wear like Daisy Dukes like cargos and Daisy Duke like
chubbies.
Yeah, chubbies. Yeah. Basically, those are like Daisy Dukes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I mean,
you have big legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm thick. So I like showing off the legs. I wear Daisy Dukes because I mean, people, they assume in the gym when they see, like, gym guys like us, when they wear sweatpants, like, oh, they have small legs. So I like people to know that, I mean, I can squat a bit.
Our quads are on point, bro.
I mean, your quads are on point. My quads are getting there.
Well, once you hire nutritionists now, that you should have no excuse to not.
I mean, yeah.
And after this meet, too, I'm going to give you the most fucking volume you ever had, and then I'm going to fucking
heal. Ooh, I'm going to die.
Yeah, you think it's funny now? Like, I walk in the gym,
Dude, I killed, Garrett just finished his meet, bro. He said he wanted to do, like, more like bodybuilding, like powerbuilding type stuff, like the off season, because we're not gonna compete again for like a couple months. So I was like, all right, cool, I got you, dude. I went ham on this man's program. I mean, drop sets, like top sets. Like he has like I mean, all like the power things stuff, like, you know, top sets like squats and everything. And then just like 10,000 drop sets like on belt squat and drop sets on hack squat and then Bulgarian split squats. And I just gave him every single squat variation I could think of.
And I said, I was like, oh, you got some, I was like, hey, can I get some normal squats back in? Just some, get some competition, low bar squats. He's like, yeah, man, I got you. I look up, top set of 8. I was like, bro,
what do you mean, dude?
What do you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? What do you mean? Back in the hypertrophy block, I mean, you had all the fun with the strength blocks and the peak block.
My wrist about to give out.
Yeah, man, I mean, we're back on that shit.
I want to squat 495 for 8 reps before this block's over.
495-8?
Yeah. I did 455. I think that's
doable.
Yeah, I think it's really doable. That'd be a huge PR for me, like, mentally.
I mean, you've been looking really good. You've been really getting really huge. I'm back on my nice guy shit because I was being a dickhead for a little bit, so I'm back being nice. Stop flexing the damn camera.
Okay, alright, so you wear Daisy Dukes because you have nice legs.
And I have a nice butt.
You do have a nice butt.
I have cake.
I used to have one, but then I lost a lot of weight and I kind of went away.
I mean, usually when I lose my weight, I lose it in my face and then I lose it some of my titties.
Yeah.
But I keep the butt all the time.
Fat ass.
I mean, yeah. But you know, he's working on it.
How many bitches should I keep at a time while trying to also maximize gains? What do you think about that?
See, I'm a loyal man, so.
Well, not for you. I'm talking about for this guy.
I mean.
Shout out Argan the Realtor.
I mean, me being the loyal guy I am, I'll say one. But if this was another version of me,
yeah, as many as you can handle, bro. That's a bad answer.
I mean, it depends on your situation, man. I mean, for males and females, it depends on the people you're working with. It depends on if they're very needy. You have to set boundaries, of course. If you're gonna have multiple, you know, because I mean, when you're young, I expect you to, you know, go out, do your thing, have fun, whatever. But you can't have. You don't want to have 5 girlfriends. You don't want to have 5 like full girlfriends or like 5 full boyfriends. That's a lot of stuff to handle, especially handling.
One's way enough. One really.
Yeah, well, yeah. One like one good one's.
One casual one's enough.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need 5 of them. So I'm saying, if you're gonna do that type of stuff, you know, I'm a loyal man, so
yeah.
I handle my one. But
you're in trouble, bro. Just swing twice.
You're gonna get mad at that. No, but like for real though, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
If you are male or female and you're doing that type of stuff where you have multiple people you're talking to at the time, just make sure you have your boundaries, make sure they know what you're doing, make sure that they don't blow up your phone all the time while you're training, and I mean, you get all the gains you want. You got 10 guys or 10 girls.
Cool.
What's your answer?
Well, right now I'm in a very busy stage. I barely have time for one, and then anything after that is just too much. But if you get more free time, you could.
Whatever
you can handle.
I feel like it just depends on your schedule. It depends on their schedule, too.
Yeah.
Get a bit. If you're going to have multiple, make sure they're busy.
That way you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, so they don't bother you all the time.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
You sound like whores. I'm loyal to my one. Loyal to my one.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
You're probably going to be in trouble.
I'm in danger.
She's going to call me, hey, next question. I'm not gonna go for this. It's okay. I was just joking. Let's go a little deeper into it. Okay. So how do you feel about fit? Fitfluencers? First of all, I don't really know how to. What would a fitfluencer be?
Are we talking about people that just post booty pics and don't?
I guess so. Like people like the tees and shit. That's what I'm assuming. Like the detox tees, the booty pic.
I mean, it depends. I mean, cause some of the workouts are just dumb as shit.
Are we thinking about workouts or are we thinking like overall as a
their impact? I mean, we could break that up into separate questions. I mean, since we have the time.
That's a good question.
So I guess like the first one, like what do you think about their pages?
That depends too. So like, I always see them and I'm wondering like, how did you get that many followers, you know? So I wonder like, first thing, is it real followers? Did you buy them? Are they fake? That's always my first instinct. I'm like, how does somebody get 1 million followers, you know? That number just seems. I haven't even reached 1,000. That number seems like.
I mean, yeah, because even like when you look at some of the big like powerlifters in the game, I mean they have a couple thousand.
But even the closest one, Steffi, she got like 800,000.
Yeah, like I don't get how you have 1 million just posting like your butt. Like I mean, if I could get 1 million followers posting my butt, I mean I got cake.
Because your butt, the butt's gonna be nice, but it's not like not 1 million followers nice.
Yeah, I guess. It depends on. How many likes they have, though? That's the big thing. Because if they have 1 million followers and they have 200 likes.
Yeah.
Or they have, like, 110 likes. It's like, okay, wait.
Like, 10 comments.
Yeah, because remember that the episode we had with Maria? Yeah. Where she was explaining all that stuff. Like,
oh, my
when you like those pages that follow you. and they're like, oh, like, da-da, we have, like, 2 million followers, da-da, and then you click their pictures, and all their pictures have been, like, from the past month, and they have, like, three likes.
Yeah.
Or, like, 2 comments. Like, that's, I guess that's how you could tell.
That's, like, the first thing I look at whenever, like, I see somebody, like, famous, so I go look and see, not famous, more like, not famous, but more like famous in like the fitness level kind of thing. But, oh, I wonder if they actually have real followers, you know?
Yeah. But
I could never buy followers and be proud of it.
I mean, my biggest thing about fitfluencers, male or female,
yeah,
is that a lot of them, they portray something that's not attainable.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, like, when you talk about like self-image and you talk about like how people feel about themselves, they see like these fitfluencers that are like doing jump squats. They're like, oh, yeah, like if you do like these jump squats, you do like 200 crunches every 2 minutes, you get a six pack like me. And that's right. Like, when it comes to prescribing workouts and it comes to portraying themselves as like these fitfluencers that are like shredded or have big butts and they sell like these booty workouts and all this type of stuff, that shit pisses me off. I mean, a lot, because like, I mean, yeah. Even like we know, like working with general population, like most of the people that we'll get some guys, but oh, I want to have a six pack like next week. Because of something that they saw on Instagram, right? Girls, I want to have a big butt. Like, I want to have a huge butt or, like, triceps, like, next week. And it's, like, from the people like that that
that's portray tough, bro. That's tough. Because I definitely get, like, a lot of girls that come in. They're on such a mental, like, mentally strict, like, timetable. It's like, oh, I need to lose 15 pounds by next month, you know? It's like, bro, like...
Yeah, and... So. And it's, like... I don't... Like, I have nothing against, like, fitfluencers. I know everybody talks shit about Gymshark and all that type of stuff.
Like, I like Gymshark.
I mean, I like him, but, like, a lot of people, they talk shit, and I don't have anything against, like, fitfluencers. I mean, I post my lifts. I do all that type of stuff. I do whatever, like...
Are you a fitfluencer? Do you classify... I don't know, like, classifications.
I don't know what the definition of fitfluencer is, so I'm just assuming, like...
What do you think about when they say that word? Like, what... Because I have a mental image of somebody who pops up. I don't picture you or, like... like someone like powerlifting wise,
I picture someone that's basically just like, all their pictures are exactly the same.
Yeah,
and they're just trying to like sell clothes, or they're like selling like ab workouts or like booty workouts and stuff. Like that. That's what the first thing I think of when I think of fitfluencer. But I mean, I don't know how to describe that in the right way. But I mean, when I see that type of stuff, it gets me mad. When I see people that are like, because you know, there's natural body types. Like, there's people that are naturally skinnier than others.
Yeah.
And people that are like naturally, like, we're wider guys. So it's like, no matter like how hard we try, we're not going to look, let's say, like, we're not going to look like, you're not going to look like Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Yeah.
Just different body types. Like,
he's a little like thinner.
Yeah, he's thinner than that he worked out to get the muscles.
Yeah.
We're bigger and we work out, we're going to have the wider backs. It's going to be more like, I'm trying to think of someone that could be more attainable. Like, let's say, like, fuck it, The Rock or whatever. I mean, you're not going to look at The Rock right now, but I'm saying, like, that's more attainable to our body types. But there's people that are look like us and want to be shredded like Chris Hemsworth or want to be like that, and it's like, that's just not attainable.
Yeah.
From that perspective. And it's like, a lot of people that are in, like, the fits, like, they're like, oh, like we could get you to 2% body fat with a six-pack if you just do these 8 weeks of crunches. And it's like, now when you're prescribing workouts like that, that's when I don't like fitfluencers.
Yeah.
I mean, make your fucking bag. I mean, make your bag, post your pictures, post your booty pics, get your followers, get your likes. Yeah. Just don't try to instruct someone to look like you when it's not attainable in the timetable that you're giving them.
Yeah, I think we've had the conversation before because we were talking about like guys who take steroids and then like they deny. So like, it was a while back too. So like, I guess the same thing. If they take steroids to like look the way they are or whatever they do,
yeah,
and then blatantly like, there's one thing to like not talk about it, nothing to say like, oh, I don't take it at all too.
Yeah, people, like, all natural.
Yeah, people like lie about like being natural and like kind of like go out the other way to sell stuff. Then that's a whole different kind of thing too. You know, same thing to like the false standards. Like if you meet somebody who's been taking like PEDs for like years, you know, buy my 8-week program, I'm gonna get you looking like me, you know?
Yeah, or I'm gonna get you like benching like
me.
It's like
bro, come on, dude, chill out, bro.
Yeah, just and,
chill.
And then it's like people actually spend their money on that because because you get like amateurs that don't know what like most people know, and they're like, oh shit, like I've been trying to live for so long, I've been hitting the plateau, I'm gonna hit up this guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just like a fake persona, and I don't like people that try to play other people from like, the not knowing. Yeah. Because, like, there's a difference between being, like, ignorant and just not knowing. Like, there's people that are trying to capitalize off people just not having no idea.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, I see that shit all the time. And I always, like, dude, I always see that shit. I'm like, I'm not going to give any examples, but I see it so often. Just to, like, the space and field we're in. I'm like, bro, come on, dude.
Yeah, and it's just, like, sad because, like, those are the people that get the most money out of it. And those are the people that get the most people because they do have these type of bodies. So, like, people, they see us. I mean, they can see that we're strong. But they see us, they're like, okay. Like,
this, trying to be like you, bro.
Shut up. Like, they see us, like, they see that we're strong, see all this stuff. But then they see Bob Evans over here. Bob Evans is the first name. Not Bob Evans. But shout out Bob. But they see, like, dude down the street who's shredded or whatever, and he's trying to sell a squat program, whatever, and then they're gonna buy it off him because he looks the part. Like, he looks like he's worked that much.
Yeah. We had this conversation so many times, bro.
It just pisses me off because it's just, like, okay, I get, like, I'm just, like, we're the type of people that, like, if we don't know something, we're, like, we'll figure it out. Like, we'll...
Dude, I don't know really anything, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we're willing to help. Like, we're willing to, like, see someone and build and grow with them and actually get to know them in person, da-da. These people are just, like, chasing a bag, and like, they don't know shit. Like, they know less than us.
Yeah, but it works for a while until,
And there's, like, do 10 sets at 40 on squats. And then people, they'll go, oh, I feel sore. I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay. Like, there's no structure.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that type of fit, like, fits, what, fitspo?
Fit influencer. Yeah, we're talking fitspo, like, kind of the same idea.
Yeah, we're talking about that type of fit influencer. Fuck them.
There are some good ones that you would think fall in the category. People that actually have done a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, I thought it went off. I'm trying to think someone on top of my head. What's his name? What's his name? Steve. He works at Gymshark, too, which, ironically. Steve Cook. You know Steve Cook?
No.
You ever seen Steve Cook?
I know faces better than I know names.
Let me show you shit real quick. But he's, I've been following him for years, but he's, like, one of the OG Gymsharks, dude.
Yeah.
But everything he does, he seems, like, really, like, a good guy. I think it's getting easier nowadays to kind of tell who's, like... You've probably seen him.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. He works out with, this other dude that I followed, I followed their workout page on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff. See,
he seems like a good guy. That's, like, one of them. But he would, like, fall in that typical Gymshark...
And that's what I'm saying, like, if we're talking about the two different types, like, it depends, it's all situational. Like, so there's some people that, like, it's basically like everything, everything in life, like, people, they either pick black or white, like, they're like, oh, I'm either 100% for fit inspiration or 100% against. It's all dependable, it all depends on what they're doing. Like, if they're just posting pictures because they got sponsored, like, let's say you get sponsored by someone, they go, oh, post pictures, try to sell this stuff. If you're doing that, cool, do you.
Yeah.
Like, I respect that. If you want to sell programs and you know what you're doing because you have the body, cool. You worked hard for that body, you know what you're doing, you studied hard, good. But people that take advantage of people because they have the following or because they have the look and they don't have the knowledge, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
So it just depends on what you're doing with that power.
I guess the intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have nothing against fucking fitness person. I mean,
no,
shit.
No.
I mean, if Jim Shark could look like that, yeah. Jim Shark want to hit me up, like, hey, like,
bro,
I'd freaking model for them.
You were being cranky when I was talking about this too, but if you saw in the group chat, Jamal Browner just got sponsored by Jim Shark.
Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know what it's gonna do? It's gonna open so many lanes for, like, powerlifting too, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, that's why I'm nothing against, like, everybody. There's so many memes about, like, Jim Shark,
but people, like it depends because, like, see, like, it's not like the actual, like. I love Gymshark. I love
it's not the brand at all.
It's not the brand at all. It's just some of the people that have been associated with the brand are just, they've come out to be not good people. And I'm not saying that's, like, we're perfect, but they've come out things that people just being, like, scam artists, lying people, treating people bad. Like, a lot of them too, I don't really post as much, but people will post videos and pictures, like, preaching this whole, oh, like, we're so positive, we're all loving. And just turn out to be complete, like, assholes behind the doors, too, you know? It's like, all right, bro, like...
And that's where it goes to, like... Well, this is off... Not really off topic, but still on topic. But it's like, if you have, like, a brand, you have to be very picky about who you allow in your brand.
Dude,
like,
so picky,
and, like, who you allow to represent you. Because it's like... Like, my parents used to always tell me, oh, like, when you leave this house, you represent us, you represent me.
Yeah.
Da, 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 so, like, take care of yourself. It's the same thing when you have a brand. Like... Whether you're a coach or you have a clothing brand, it's like the people you have represent, the people you have wear your name on your chest or like wear your brand can make or break like how you are as a brand. Because if you have, let's say, Team Bam Bam or Team G, and like you're training like these asshole competitors, and people like they go in there and like they're not like they suck, whatever. Like if they're not doing good in competition, okay, whatever. That's one thing. But if they're being dickheads and they portray themselves like they're like the shit and all that type of stuff, and they see people that see that, but oh, all Team G is a bunch of assholes, or all Team Bam Bam are just. So it's like you have to be very specific on who you choose to portray you as a brand or as a person.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that those big companies get in trouble with, because they have all this money to hand out. So it's like they have all this stuff to hand out, so they hand it out to anyone and everyone that looks the part.
Yeah, and has like a big follower base.
Yeah, so it's like, they see you, huge followers, or whatever, you have a big butt or you have big biceps, boom, here you go, and those people turn out to be total shitheads.
Yeah.
And they make the whole brand look bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're looking to like grow a brand or grow your name, it's like you said, keep your circle small and make sure you have a background check on everybody.
That's true. Because I think we both do a good job of that.
I mean,
I think Team Bam Bam does really good.
I mean, it's not easy to turn someone down, or it's not easy to like say no, especially when you're like you're just starting, or like
when you need it,
or like because I mean, when you're just starting, like everybody does this thing. It's like, okay, well, I'm starting up. I'm taking anybody and everybody that I can. But it's like sometimes you can't do that, because then it's like those OG people that are in your group are the first people to portray you.
Yeah.
So it's like if your first three people are assholes, it's like, oh shit. Well, I mean, now where do you go from now? Like,
yeah.
Especially if you have people in different areas, of course. Like, I mean, Darian's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, Darian's a great guy. I mean, Darian was a dickhead. He's Alabama wearing the Team Bam Bam shirt. Everybody's like, fuck. Yeah. So, I mean,
I like that guy.
Shout out to the boy, man.
We shout him out like every episode.
Right? He's funny. He's like, I mean, shout out to Amar, shout out to Clay, shout out to everybody. But yeah. Darian's just funny as hell, bro.
Yeah. I always see him like twice. That's when he posts like a lifting video or when he comments on.
He's always so excited when he comments, too. That's
so funny. Hell yeah.
Bro, the text messages I get from this man are just funny as hell. Like, I just 1 second, like oh, you have a single out of RP at 8. All right, bet, but make this shit fly.
I failed. No.
And three minutes later, hey, bro, guess what? What? Made that shit fly. And I'm just like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
It's funny as hell, but it's like, I love that type of energy. Like, yeah. all my people have that. So that's why I look for, like, look for people that are passionate about what they do. I mean, you're the same, you're a dickhead about it, but.
I'm not a dickhead. Not it.
But you. Yes, you hold on.
You hold on, pause this.
Pause. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Yes, you. Because I guess our dynamic is different because we're both coaches. So it's like it's like when we talk, it's like either we're talking shit about each other. Like we're not talking shit about each other's programming, but it's just like. You get on me so much about every little thing, but like, you still do it. It's like the same thing with me. Like I'm gonna talk shit. Like you give me something, like, bro. Why am I doing such an 8? I'm still gonna do it though. I'm gonna give you shit. So it's like you're the most low maintenance, high maintenance person I've ever worked with in my life.
What do you mean? I just chill.
Like I don't gotta worry about you, but you're gonna talk so much crap about every single thing.
I've been looking at you like fuck. I actually gotta do it today. I think I missed a few workouts. So I gotta get back. I think I missed one workout. I think I missed a workout. I went too hard on my squat leg day on Monday, so I couldn't pull on Wednesday. So I had to skip pulls and everything else. So now I got to go back today and do pulls. So I'm all fucked up. But I'm low maintenance. So I didn't say anything. I'm just like, I'm gonna make it up.
Yeah, and this is a low maintenance, high maintenance thing I'm talking about. Cause he brings this type of stuff up out of nowhere, and he's so casual about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I failed yesterday. I'm like, what? Yeah, but I made it up. I did extra set. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, by the way, bro, I just can't squat anymore. But it's okay. It'll be fine.
What were you even talking about?
Alright, we're on the topic. Next question. That was FitFluencers.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them.
So, yeah, FitFluencers have nothing against them. It's situational. If you're using people for their money, hate you. If you're just doing your thing, getting your bag, love it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Alright, three-part question. I think we've talked about this. Why did we start lifting? I think we talked about it a little bit. Did we?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think...
I mean, what's the full question, though?
Why'd you start lifting? How'd you cope with wanting to quit? and learning to lean into determination.
So do you want to answer all three? Or since we already talked about one of them, not answer? I mean, we can answer all three. We can just be more brief about it.
Let's answer all three. All
right, so you start. How'd you, why'd you start lifting? Was it why or how?
Why or how? It'd be more of a how, actually, too. I guess it's going to get a little deep into the personal vault, too. So my dad, he used to own a... he built a garage with an outdoor gym back in the day when we were, like, super close. It was super nice, though. It was, like, all, like, old-school machines, too. Like, he was a natural. I guess he did like, more bodybuilding stuff, too. But he had a bunch of, like, old machines. He had squat racks, leg presses. But it was this nice little garage, like, out in the north side, too. And there's... It was old, it was dusty, it was super cool, but he had a bunch of, like, motorcycles in there. Super nice setup, bro. Probably the coolest thing I've had. It's, like, it kind of like that pit feel, but, like, older, and it was just me, usually. Well, kind of how it is now. So, yeah.
I was like, still just you?
Yeah, so I never really... I got into it because he would just... I just go lift with him, too, and then I did a bunch of bodybuilding every other weekend when I would go visit. And it was fun, and I loved it. Then I got into high school and got into sports, and... started lifting in sports, and then after that, I left, and I was like, oh, I still want to do another sport. I want to do something competitive, and then here we are, now we're lifting.
All right.
Yeah, simple. I don't want to dive too much into the backstory.
No, I mean, I get you. I mean, that's what keeping an outline. We already talked about this
a couple times. Yeah, but it was super nice, too, and then, he has some good ones, too. It was an ugly bench press, but it was, like, one of those, like, I don't know what it was. It was weird. It was a bench press, squat rack, deadlift, bar, leg press, GHR.
Mm-hmm.
And some other stuff too. A lot of shit too. But it's cool. He had a little cooler too, and he would put like drinks in there.
Mm-hmm.
I miss those days, way too back when. All right, and we know yours, kind of baseball stuff too.
Yeah, that's how I met Jose too.
Yeah,
because so actually I was thinking more about it the other day. Where I used to work out in high school, it was like a warehouse. It was kind of like the pit, but it was in Miami. It was like a warehouse gym, had the whole thing back there. But the owner, the co-owner, is like one. Like he played baseball in college, and it was powerlifting after. So there's a lot of powerlifters that worked out there. But he had baseball lifts that he used to write down like on a chalkboard. Yeah. So it was like a huge chalkboard. Like he would, like we'd come in, whatever. He would be like, oh, like for all the baseball players, you have to do this. We had our sections, whatever. And then when I was a freshman in high school, Jose was a senior.
Yeah.
Oh, is he a junior? I think he's 3 or 4 years older than me. So we used to work out there together, and we both did the baseball workouts because we both baseball, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's how we started hanging out. If you guys don't know Jose, Jose's one of Garrett's clients.
Hey, shout out to the boy. Oh, I got his brother too now.
Oh, really? His brother's cool. I've only met him like twice.
Yeah, I just, he's still in high school, so he's just doing basically kind of more bodybuilding stuff right now.
He's a football player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's about to graduate, but he's not going to do, I'm not sure what he's going to do if he wants to continue football, wants to. Wrestling.
I mean, they're both a little bit about it. They're both super cool, like super nice people. Like, I mean, Jose's kind of an asshole, but he's cool. But I mean, but in high school, bro, he used to always like mess with me and stuff. Like, we were always cool, or whatever. But so we used to work out together.
That boy been looking good, bro. He's been lean, getting strong.
Bro, and the more lean he gets, the more shit he talks.
Yeah, I know.
Bro, it pisses me off. Because I'm fat right now.
Yeah,
he's been going off.
Hey, shout out to the boy. I'm going to give a story, too. We were talking this morning, too. And when I made that group chat, I made it updated because I want to get everybody in there. Not only just the powerlifting guys. But he's like, I'm going to start talking shit to Brandon. And I was like, bro, probably don't do that today because Brandon's not in a very happy mood lately. Because I forgot what he's going to say. He's like, I'm going to say this to Brandon right now. I was like, dude, that'd be so funny. Like, but don't do it though.
Bro, he always Snapchats me like a picture of like his fish.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this fish look a fire. And I'm like, yeah. And I Snapchat a picture of me, I forget, like, Whataburger. He's like, yeah, that's why you're a fat fuck. I'm just like, damn, that just hurt my feelings.
Someone had a nutritionist say, hey, to stop eating Whataburger. I can tell that for free.
Shut up. But
badass.
So yeah, so I met Jose there, and like a lot of our lifts were like, I mean, we did trap bar deadlifts and stuff, but I was always a stronger kid. So like we used to like test days, and test days are my favorite thing ever. Like, like we test up, but like, we all did like high bar squat and stuff. So we like test on high bar, like one rep max and all that type of stuff. And we used to get super hype.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess I always enjoyed doing that type of stuff, and then I continue playing baseball. So like now, like I get hype again. Like I mean, so I always enjoyed lifting more.
Yeah.
Especially like later in my career, I enjoyed lifting more than in sport. Because I mean,
the same way in football.
Yeah, I mean, because my coach, not getting into my coach conversation, but like me and my coach, we didn't really get along very well.
Yeah.
And it's like practice was like a drag.
Yeah.
And like practice was a drag. Games, I basically just threw sunflower seeds into my teammate's mouth and he threw it back at me and we freaking fuck around and shit. And my coach told me to shut the fuck up. And then that was basically like my college career. Dudley, shut the fuck up. And I was like, all right, but and I keep talking shit. So yeah. Then, so I just enjoyed lifts because you go to lift and the strength coach loved me.
Yeah.
We had what's it called? Oh, we had jack speed, so it's kind of like the SBs, whatever. That's what it's called.
SBs, like the awards.
Yeah. So we had jack speed, you know, but it was like, oh, like all the athletes, you know, but oh, like hardest worker, like top athlete, like academic awards and all that type of stuff. And we had something called the Iron Dolphin. So yeah. Iron, the best one in the weight room.
Yeah.
I won the Iron Dolphin my junior year. Out of all the sports, like out of all the guys' sports, whatever, like I won Iron Dolphin. And I didn't even know I was nominated.
But like, out of football and everything, too?
Out of every sport. So out of all the guys, like there's one guy and one girl that won each thing. So it's like, oh, like academic, like either sport can win it.
Yeah.
So I won Iron Dolphin out of all the male sports, out of all the male athletes, whatever. And that's when I was like, I have my mom, we had the award back at home. But that's when I was like, oh, man, I mean, I actually enjoy this lifting stuff, yeah. And it seems like I'm pretty good at it. So that was like, that was my sophomore year.
Yeah.
So that was before COVID, like the season before COVID. And yeah. Then when COVID happened, I just hung them up and I was just like, all right, well, I mean, I was already one Iron Dolphin, so I'm already pretty strong. So I might as well just keep lifting. And I actually wasn't going to power lift.
Yeah.
Until this guy and Jose kept saying, bro, stop being soft, bro. Like do one beat. And then, yeah. So.
Yeah. Here you are.
Yeah, and here I am.
Here you are.
With the podcast.
Dude, I was thinking about it too. Two things. I don't want to go into details. I know you kind of touched on nationals. Number one, I'm excited to go to see you compete and see how we do. I'm not going to say anything, any numbers, anything.
Yeah, we're just going to go out there and try to go 9-for-9.
It'll be a fun time. But also, I've never been anywhere like west. So I'll be like, oh shit, it's like kind of like a road trip too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a mini vacation for me without a vacation because I'm going to be handling you and Jose. And I'm going to be super stressed the entire time. But it'll still be a nice drive.
I mean, do me and Jose lift the same day?
I think he's that weekend too. I have to check. I was thinking, I think it's on Sunday.
Okay, because I lift on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on Sunday. I know he has like Heyman handling. I have to check, but I know it's the same week.
Yeah,
weekend. So,
I mean, I feel like it's still gonna be a fun time though. I mean, I've never been to Louisiana though.
I haven't either.
So I'm excited to.
You know, if Foodie comes, what are we gonna? I don't know if Foodie's coming, but
I want to try their because. What's it like that stew? Like they had like crawfish and stuff in there. Yeah. I heard that's really like it's from Louisiana.
I never really had crawfish.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just want to try different foods and stuff. But I hope I want to
gumbo.
I want to do really well, so I could be very happy while eating this food.
Yeah, so dude, if we do shitty, crying in this food.
I don't want to be sad eating.
Damn, this shit good.
So I want to be happy as hell as I can eat everything. Yeah. Fucking. So I mean, that's yeah. I'm excited.
Damn, bro.
We all get to get in one room. We have pillow fights.
Well, we got to see if Foodie's coming. We got to figure it out. Because if he comes, too, I'll tell him, number one, it'd be fun to have him there. Number two, if he comes, it makes everything cheaper, too.
So yeah.
It's like a win-win, bro.
Foodie, come on,
so
bro.
So when I told him, I was like, don't take it the wrong way. I want you to come no matter what. But also, if you do come, it also helps us have a cheaper trip.
Yeah.
So, come regardless.
Could be up here for the hotel room, bro.
Yeah, because that's one less person. We can split it up.
So. And gas and stuff, bro.
And whatever we stop to get, so...
What was the second half of that question? Second half.
But. How do you deal with something about quitting? It was how do you stop. How do you cope with wanting to quit? You ever had days like I guess like wanting to quit, not motivated, not wanting to do it? I guess that all kind of falls in the same category. Don't make it too hard.
No, I mean, I'm trying to work. The best way to know. To not quit is to remember your how. To remember your why.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you doing this? Like,
yeah.
Like
that's true. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you don't have a why, then it's okay to do something else. Like, because, like, I remember there was a podcast, Steffi Cohen was talking about it, and she was like, because she played a lot of sports growing up, and she was like, her dad used to, like, her parents used to call her a quitter, because she jumped sports to sport, and she was like, no, she just didn't have passion, or she didn't have a why, and... She was always, like, pretty decent at these sports, but she never found something that she was, like, really passionate about and really good about. Like, really good yeah. about. So, I mean, if you're just doing it just to do it, and there's no reason why, And it's like, it's not a coping mechanism, or you don't want to win something, or it's like, it's not just a happy place for you, and you're just doing this just to do it, then it's okay to reconsider and try to think of something else to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean you're a quitter. It doesn't mean that you quit. It's just doing something that fits your life better.
Yeah. Let's think of it more from, like, the like perspective, like, it is something you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have just had some of those days, you're like, damn, like, I don't feel like doing this, I don't feel like doing that. What do you do? Like, what do you think about? How do you get back motivated to do it? Like, what should you go to? Like, it's like, if it is something you really want to do, like, lifting wise, like, oh, okay, damn, I just got out of class, but I'm tired, I got to go back to work, I don't want to go lift, but I know I need to. What do you do? Like, how do you think about it?
Well, in my situation, especially with lifting, at first, I mean, it's always been just for fun. But now, since I'm competing at a higher level, it's been one of those things where it's like, I think this is probably isn't the great way to go about it, but competing at higher levels, I always just think, oh, well, this guy isn't taking an off day. Like, everybody's tired. Like, I'm not the only one that's tired. Like, Garrett's at work. Or, like I always try to think of the people, like, around me that are working their ass off that kind of, like, keeps me in. Because, I mean, I surround myself with people that work, too, like, work hard, too. Like, you're grinding all, every single day. Foodie's young, but Foodie still works hard. Adam works hard. Everyone I'm surrounded with goes through their hard times. Like, my dad's always been a hard worker, and he's always been tired, always worked overtime and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I always just try to think, how many other people out there are tired and still doing what they gotta do?
Yeah.
Why am I gonna be a bitch about it?
Yeah.
So, all in all, I just think, don't be a bitch and just go get it done.
Fair. Sorry, I didn't mean to get distracted. I had somebody.
No, you're fine. Nice. I mean, yeah, that's the best way I could put it. I mean, especially if you're just trying to stay motivated to do it. I mean, everyone's tired some days. I mean, I have three classes. Yeah, three classes on one day, on top of work twice, and I still have to get my lift in. So it's just one of those things where you sit there and be like, all right, come on, like, stop being a bitch, just go get it done. And then you just gotta flip that switch. Find a song. Find a song that gets you hype.
Yeah.
Like I know this guy is either Back to Black by AC/DC or he likes that song. Dude,
that was a good song.
What was it, Crunk?
Dude, that's
Crunk Sound Dead or something like that?
No, Crunk Ain't Dead.
Crunk Ain't Dead.
Duke Deuce, bro. Because
once Garrett hears that, what the fuck? He's locked in. So they just find that song that gets you back into inspiration. Or, like, I like watching anime inspiration videos, like Rock Lee kicking the tree. I'm like, Rock Lee ain't give up, so I ain't gonna give up.
Yeah. Just sorry, guys. I've been handling this in my business. Yeah. Find a song. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, I had something. But, yeah, so mine, too. I guess it goes on your, like, kind of remember why, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to, like, when I get those moves, like, if I'm working or I just don't want to work out, I have to get mad. I have to get, like, angry. I have to get motivated. Like, it sounds kind of psycho, but, like, especially, like, I try to, like, whatever happens that makes me, I try to find something to get mad about, and then that keeps me motivated to go into.
I feel like.
Example, like, big example, like, if I miss a business deal or I lose a client, for example, or something like that, too, or if I don't want to work out, I'm like, damn, like, I think about a missed lift, I think about how I didn't hit this number, I think about how somebody's doing better than me, like, something like that to get mad. And then I get back to it, and then I'm pissed. So I have to get in a very upset place to do it, too. So I'm trying to think of an example. I don't want to do any examples.
I have one example that always pops in my mind.
About me or you?
No, that always gets me pissed.
What?
My only competition.
Oh, yeah.
That post fucking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I had, if I like. Hold on. Sorry, bro. People, like, do, like, one of the things about, like, because, you know, this business is obviously so, like, sporadic, so everybody's schedule, so it's, like, fuck, I have to, like...
You're, like, working all day.
I have to schedule my shit around everybody else's, too. It's like, all right, well, this client was coming this time, right after this podcast. Oh, but you're not? All right, I get to go work out. Oh, wait, another one.
So, yeah, bro, I feel that.
No stress. I'll go in an example, too, without trying to out anybody, too. Not personal, too. For example, like, I've obviously, like, we talked about before, I've lost a few clients over time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that happens as you grow, too. Not everybody's going to stay forever.
Yeah.
Which you told me, because I tend to take things a little more personal, too, you know, even though they're not always personal.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh, damn, like, this is somebody, oh, like, it's not personal. But then I get super mad. I'm like, bro, like, like, I fucked up. I should have done better. Mm-hmm. Or, like, somebody's better. That's why they're going to somebody else, too. And then I have to get, like, super pissed and just go even harder, too.
Yeah.
Like, example, like, even the other day, too, like, what was it? Something pissed me off about you, and I got mad. I was like, fuck, now I gotta work out harder.
What did I do?
I don't know, you did something. I think it was something you said to me. I was like, fuck it, now I gotta go harder, too. I don't know. Maybe I'm just psycho.
Wait, was that serious or was I talking shit?
Like, I don't know if you're talking shit or not, but I just got mad, and I just went, like, super fucking hard.
There are a lot of times you pissed me off, too.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm so mad. And then I went super hard, and I calmed down. I was like, oh, wait, what's going on? I think I'm just crazy. That's what it was.
I mean, probably. But, I mean, I do piss you off sometimes, though.
But, like, if I don't have that, like, anger, I won't really get anything done, too. Because I have to wake up. Because nowadays, like, when I wake up, most days I'm up by 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4. And I'm not really in the zone until I start driving. Then I start thinking about, like, I get my Duke Deuce on, I get my my crunk ain't dead, whatever.
Yeah.
And I start getting mad. I'm like, bro, like, someone's doing better than me. Someone's making more money than me. Someone's doing a lot more than I'm doing. Mm. So I need to, like, get hard. Get, like,
yeah.
Not get hard, but, like, do harder.
I mean, I get hard.
Yeah.
You gotta go handle your business and then come back.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
No, but I feel you 100% on the get mad thing. I mean, because a lot of people, like, I mean, I guess that kind of, like, goes into, like, your why, especially, like, getting mad, because I'm a big advocate of, like, I don't want anybody else beating me. I guess that's just, like, the competition type part of me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like people thinking, like, even people that don't even know me, like, I always think personal to it. So it's like some dude from Pennsylvania that's like, I had, like, a squat PR today. I'm like, oh shit, he thinks he's stronger than me.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks he's gonna beat me.
Yeah.
Or it's like some stuff like that. Or, like, I know it's not very healthy at some points.
Yeah.
But it's like you have to find that one thing, like, that just kind of just gets you going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that one thing is that post, that my only competition, that, because I just want to go to this meet and just show everybody.
Yeah, just, dude. Yeah. I think we're just psycho, bro. That's what it is.
I mean, yeah, but isn't everybody psycho in the lifting world, though?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking from, like, more like a business perspective, too, than anything, too. Because, like,
but I feel like if you do anything where you want to be at the top, there's always going to be a little bit of psycho, because you have to want to beat everybody, and that's in your lane.
Every single body.
Like, every single book, like, I read, every single book I've read about business, or every single book I've read about competition and stuff, is like everybody has the same fuck you mindset. Like, because, I mean, you don't get to the top by being nice.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't get to the top by, like, oh, it's okay. Like, you could do better than me. No, it's like, I want, like we're boys. We both have businesses.
Yeah.
You do something, you help me out, I help you out.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're gonna talk shit to me, I'm gonna talk shit to you. But, like,
yeah.
Oh, look, like I'm doing this, and you're like, oh, I'm doing this, and then we clash heads because it makes us better as people.
Yeah.
People that are too nice, nice guys never win. You have to be an asshole.
Yeah. I think it's cool because, like, our dynamic too. I don't know if you feel this way, but when I see you, like, I think, like, we go back and forth and just keep kind of building off things we do. Like, example, like, you started the group chat for your people. I started mine. I think we go back and forth. Whatever we start doing, we just try to go back and forth and make it, keep making better.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, support it, but like a friendly way. And everything just keeps on getting better.
And both of us grow in our different avenues. Because, I mean, we're both going against each other, but we're both getting ideas from each other.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm going to make this better than Garrett.
Well, I see you, and I'm like, bro, I see you doing things. Because I'm trying to be like you, bro. When I see you do things, I'm like, damn, I got to step my game up. I'm like,
what you mean? You the first one that started.
I'm trying to be like you, bro.
I
had zero. No, bro. But, like, I see something, I'm like, damn. Like, I start thinking, like, I'm like, damn, he's doing this. He's doing this really good. I need to step it up. I need to set my game up to keep improving too, so I get motivated and I get not mad, but I get motivated. And I'm like, damn, let me just keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a big thing, especially, like, for me, like, in class and, like, all this stuff. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. And I think I'm like, dude, Garrett's been at the pit since fucking 4 a.m. and it's like 7 p.m. I'm like, dude, I need to stop being a bitch. I need to start doing my thing. Like, I'm over here. Like, so it's just like, and that goes back to surrounding yourself, like, having this good circle. Like, when I talk about, like, building your brand and stuff, goes with friends, too. Because, I mean, if you have friends that are always just, like, they're just, like, go with the flow and don't really care and all that, you're going to become that person. But if you have friends that want to push to be better, like, they want themselves to be better, you're going to want to be better. And then if you find someone that you clash heads with, but it's, like, in a respectable way, bro, that makes both businesses just fly.
Dude, I swear, bro, because I was, like, I've been kind of slacking the clothing. Well, I've been talking to Nick, trying to get more ideas for the thing too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been such in, like, an aggressive, like, patience. I'm like, bro, like, I need to get this shit going now. You know, like, I need to step up the clothing. I need to get this shit going. And it's cool. I'm like, damn, like, Brandon did this. This guy did this. I need to do it too. And it's cool because I always, like, sounds. I've had people reach out and be like, damn, like, I like what you're doing. Like, it kind of, like, gave me this idea to do this too. Mm-hmm. And I guess you never realize like how far you're going until you kind of look back. I made a story about this way back when on Instagram. I could kind of flame for it. But I was talking about, I was like, hey, like...
Was it one of your stories there in the dark?
Yeah.
In the
hood? Well, listen, I was driving home and I was like, damn, like this is going to be a really good point. And I always talk better when I'm driving home because I'm not like really thinking and I can just talk freely. And I was driving, I was like, damn, I remember the days where I had like 4 clients at most a day, you know? Mm. Now I got like fucking 10 a day. And I'm like, damn, there needs to be more people, you know?
Yeah.
Perspective. Now, like, every day, even when I get off at, like, if I get there at 5, this is going to sound kind of psycho, and leave at, like, 8 o'clock, I'm like, damn, I should have fit another person there. Damn, mm-hmm. I should have done this more work in between the space I had, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, I'm getting fucking crazy.
Like, and I feel like, and the cool thing is, like, the cool thing about, like, social media can be really bad,
yeah,
but it can also be really good, like, because I think, like, the coolest thing ever was I was selling a Bam Bam Fit shirt. It was, like, the gray one. I put it on my story, da-da. And, like, you know, I'm just trying to sell out, like, trying to, like, get people to buy my shirt. And I was sitting there just chilling, and I got a DM from someone random. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, I'll send you a shirt, da da. And they're like, oh, yeah, so, like, how much does shipping cost? And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. They're like, no, like, I'm overseas.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, where are you from? They're like, Romania.
Oh, fuck.
So I was
Romania.
Like...
Romania? How the fuck they found you in Romania?
Dude, that's what was super cool. I was like, oh, shit, like... Like, there's people that showing love from Romania. Like, I got a DM from one guy, like, he spiked one of my stories, me squatting his... Because he looked at my story. He was like, oh, damn, you're only 22, bro. I thought you were, like, around my age. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just, like, trying to work hard. I was like, hey, keep doing...
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like...
Yeah.
So it's like, if you just keep going and you keep doing... Like, people will remind you your why. People, like, when you feel down or, like, when you're, like, just, like, oh, isn't this going anywhere? Like, I don't know if it's just, like, a thing that people feel or, like, people will remind you why you're doing this and will keep you going. Because, like, DMs like that keep me going.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got people DMing me from Australia, from Romania, from UK, and it's just, like... I mean, it's not, like, a lot, but it's, like, if one person from Romania is wearing my Bam Bam Fit shirt, it's, like, damn, I just reached freaking another country.
Yeah.
And it's, like, and I don't have a lot of followers, but it's, like, damn, like, it's one of those things that you got to keep pushing.
Yeah, that's true, because I was talking to Jose, because, like, I got off work, and I was, like, damn, like, I don't know if I'm doing... I always question everything I do. I'm, like, damn, I don't think I'm doing a good job. I think this could be better, like, you know, like... What could I do better? Like, why am I doing good enough? You know, and Jose texted me. He's like, hey, man, like, just want to let you know you're doing a great job, man. Like, I'm, thank you for all the help. You know, I'm like, damn, that means a lot, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, damn.
That's why you piss me off sometimes. I mean, it's good to always think that you can do better, but.
What are you talking about?
You know, because you piss me off when you realize, but bro, I don't think I'm doing a good job.
What
like,
is that?
Like, da, da, da. Like, it's good sometimes to be like, oh, I could do better because I'm pushing you to do better.
Yeah.
But, like, the way you say it pisses me off. It's like, bro, I feel like I'm doing a bad job, bro. I need to spend more time. I'm like, bro, there's not that much time in the damn day. Like, you grind on these people.
This time is, like, flying by. I'm like, I'm like, fuck. It's just gone. Like, I wake up and the time's gone.
That's deep.
I need to do better.
I mean, yeah, everybody always has to do better.
I need to do the best.
What's the third part of this question?
I actually didn't understand the third part of what you said. Maybe I'm just stupid.
Learning to lean into determination. What does that mean? Like learning to just buy in?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, leaning into determination is like, oh, like, I guess you mean like learning to like flip that switch and just start, like, to be determined, just keep going. I guess it's kind of similar to the last question.
I think I kind of understand what you're saying too.
Yeah, like how do you decide to finally buy in?
I think it's a domino. Well, I'll give you my example first. Yeah. I think it's like a domino effect too, because kind of like I've noticed when I first started, there was that period we talked about when I really didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's hard to keep going when you really don't have anybody and you're kind of like broke and you're not like doing anything. And then it's like a snowball effect too. The more people I got, the more hours I was putting in, the more time I was in, the more I was learning, the more clients I had signed up, the better I was doing, the more determined I got too. So like now, even though like I'm not where I want to be, but I'm in a far better place than I was a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now like I'm way more determined than I was even back then. Just because I've seen just like in these first, it's not even been a year yet. So it's like I always like think it's been like so long, but it's been like a few months, you know?
Yeah.
And I've seen the progress from here to here. And knowing, like, dude, like, I could do so much better. I could learn so much more. I'm like, damn, if I did this, like, all this in this first, like, few months.
What can I do now?
Imagine if I actually got, like, really, really, really good and did all where I could go, you know?
Yeah.
It freaks me out. I'm like, bro, like, like this was like this first couple of months, they were good. Like I did a really good job. I don't want to say I did the best job, but I did pretty good. And I was like, but it could be so much better because how much I'm learning now and like what I've learned over the last couple of months. If I just kept doing this over a long period of time, dude, just fucking imagine, bro. Like, if I took all this lessons I learned from here and I start putting the clothing brand, I start putting it maybe into a gym, I put this, it could just go fucking like,
dude. And
it's crazy. It freaks me out.
And the cool thing is that, like how I said, like have like a small like group, like a good group of people, like start your brand with.
Yeah,
you have some really good guinea pigs.
What you mean?
Like so,
you guys all rock it too.
Yeah. So it's like you have your OG clients. You get try different type of programming. You get feedback because you know, like with me, I'll tell you straight up. With Jose, he'll tell you straight up, like how you feel. Like you could try new things out with us.
Yeah.
Like because I mean,
that's what the thing for my guys I've heard too. Because a lot of guys like. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I use a lot of the guys as guinea pig. Not the girls so much because I know like what's going to work best for the girls, but they like. And the guys, most guys, they just want to like they want to get fucked up in the workout. They want to get as hard as they can go. So we'll keep the basic 3 to 4 compound, the 3 to 4 accessories I think it'll work. Mm. The last couple exercises, like the last 15 or so minutes, I'll try new things and just see what works and what they like.
Mm.
It's basically like the guinea pigs, the workouts. Like, damn, well, this drops in on Piss Shark. Fucked them up, so I think it's gonna work.
and then when you get new clients, you can start off with that
exactly.
So that's why like I appreciate like if you guys are watching this, I appreciate everyone that like my OG clients.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, by the way, your cardio you gave me sucked.
Oh yeah,
I don't ever do that shit again. I
was for a while. You're gonna keep doing it, but just like shout out to everyone that like who I start off with and everything because like I've been able to just like. Progressively get better programming them from their feedback because like everyone I have right now they're very open like with the conversation like, we talk like, every training day we'll text all day and they'll give me back like, oh like this felt like this, this felt like that, I think like these two bench days are too close together and it's like I'm learning their different type of bodies like how their bodies react and it's helping me to like, grow and like every single program I get better and better every single block so it's like their feedback and their determination in order to just do what I tell them to do and actually give me feedback on like you and like even like the OG people I have that aren't people that I interact with every single day. It's just, that's a big thing when it comes to growing your brand or growing like how good you train. Like if you're going to start a business, like making connections and everything, because what people say and how people relate to you and how open they are to you, that'll basically push you in a way to better yourself.
Yeah,
because I mean, if I just had the people where you just program for, write something out, and they go do it, and they don't say anything, and just do what they do, and like they're failing reps, they're doing this, they're doing that, and it's like you get no feedback, you're not gonna grow.
Yeah.
So it's like just building that confidence and having that type of interaction with the people is just phenomenal.
That's why it's like every client I have to, even the ones that are no longer with us, but like online programming wise, even like. In person, I always try to get as much feedback as possible too.
Yeah,
because like I'm more likely. I try not to. I take things a lot more personal, but I've also been working on it too. So I try to get that face to face like feedback. I'm like, hey, like, was this good? Was this not good? What you like? That way, I can like learn and not be so attached to it too.
Dude,
I try to tell them to give it to me as straight as possible.
Dude, and the funny thing is, you said it. I remember we talked the other day about like. And how much time we put into our clients and like how much conversation we have. And you said the best way we were to say, dude, it's like I'm dating every single one of my clients. Like,
yeah, bro, fuck.
Like, if you have like, let's say you have like 20 clients, it's like you have 20 girlfriends and boyfriends. Like, you're out here.
Yeah,
you
talking. Think I got time for somebody else, bro.
Like, go back to our question before. It's like, you're, like, if you have clients, that's just hard because like you're talking to them every single day. They feel bad. You're like, oh shit, like, what can I do to help? And all that.
They must think I'm annoying because I'm like, hey, like, did you eat today? Did you get your protein? Did you walk? Did you work out? Like, how's your leg? Like, bro, it's like, dude, like.
It's like you're dating 20 or you're like 20 kids. You're like, oh my god, how are you doing?
They're like, damn, like, you're so nice and caring. I'm like, bro, like, I need to do more. Like, I need to care more.
Because you guys reflect us. So it's like, we need to make sure you guys are good. So we'll be good so we can handle our shit. So
that,
it's like.
That's why, like, I take it, like, kind of more personally than I should. When somebody, like, leaves or decides they don't want to anymore, like, because, like, damn, it's like.
I put so much time.
I put as much as I thought I could. So it's like. What more could I give, you know? Yeah. That's why I'm like, damn, like, there must be something they're missing, you know, if I can't.
And that's why I always try to tell you, like, there's a lot of factors that we don't think of. Like, especially, like when you're a coach and you lose somebody or someone goes somewhere else, we don't think of everyday life.
Yeah.
So there's financial issues. There's...
Yeah.
And the majority of the time is most people, they don't have... Like...
Podcast is gonna be fucked up right here.
No, yeah. So most people, when they think of exercise, it's not one of their primary things. So it's like the hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's say someone loses a job or they're trying to budget their money. It'll go, they have their little triangle. Yeah. At the top, they're like, okay, well, I need to eat. So it's like, okay, so there's food expenses. Then I need to get gas because I work 20 minutes away. So gas expenses. And then it's like, okay, well, I have a dog. So dog treats, dog food, da-da. And then it's like the hierarchy needs to go down. That's what they cut off. So it's like a lot of people, like, the gym isn't their priority.
Yeah.
So it's like paying the rent, eating food, that's their priority. So it's like when they look at ways to save money, they might cut off a trainer.
Yeah.
If they have a personal trainer, they're like, okay, well, I'm paying this personal trainer and I really need this money for gas to get to work. They'll call out that personal trainer. Nothing personal. It's nothing that we did.
Yeah.
It's just that it's not that high on the hierarchy of needs right now.
Yeah.
So I mean, later on when they get more money, they have better situations, they may be able to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not our problem. It's just that it's not in the cards right now.
Yeah.
Or if they're traveling to you for personal training, like, could be trained by the beach. Let's say they live in Arlington. They're driving 25 minutes, 3 days a week. And it's like, okay, well, I already work 25 minutes away 5 days a week. So it's like, I need to cut out one of those trips. So they think that, okay, well, I can't quit my job. So they quit going to training. So it's just like so many different aspects that we don't think about with people's everyday life. It's just whatever's in their cards at the moment is what works. So it's like, it's never, I mean, it can be personal, but the majority of the time is not personal if they are one of your OGs. Like, if they're one of the first people you start working with, working with them for months, and they seem like they loved it, and they out of nowhere had to quit, it's other factors that play into that. It's not you.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a lot of trainers need to realize, because a lot of trainers are like, oh, shit, well, you know, I lost a client, I'm not doing a good job, blah, blah. And they get into this depression phase, but they don't think about the other aspects of life. Like, yeah. We're still living life. We still have to pay rent. We still have to eat food. Like,
yeah, that's why, like, nowadays, like, that was a hard lesson to learn, too, because I remember I think the first one I lost, I kind of went on, I, like, started, like, freaking out, you know? Like, I was like, oh, shit, like, I'm going to start losing everybody, you know? But, which is not a good mindset, obviously. You want to have that kind of mindset of, like, abundance, too. So now I stepped up everything, and now, like, I'm constantly thinking, all right, you know, like, it's not going to be permanent, you know? So, like, if people are going to come, they're going to go, like, people are going to move on. Like, I switched the way I think about it, too. I was like, dude, if people leave, because everybody who left, there hasn't been a lot that left, but if you have, they'll be like, thank you for everything you did. Like, you taught me this. And it's like, damn, I could take it personally, but, like, I fucked up. Or I could take it good, like, I did such a good job. I taught them everything they need to know. Now they're able to do it on their own. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's kind of the original goal, too, is, like, eventually you want to get to the point where you don't need somebody, you can just kind of do it on your own.
Yeah.
Of course, when that happens, you're like, oh, but I must have done that good where they can feel comfortable to go work out, do all the machines, do all the weights, and just be on their own, which is kind of the goal, too, you know?
It's like having a kid.
Yeah. It's like I raised you.
Yeah, it's like you raised
for 4 months.
You raised them for 18 years, they go off to college, and it's like, why are you leaving me? Did I do something wrong? It's like, no, I mean, thank you for raising me, and now I'm going to go live my life.
It's like I'm like a fucking parent, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, people older than me. I'm like the youngest one of all.
That's how I feel at work. I have like a lot of, like, I'm so young, like all my clients are like in like the 30s and up. Well, when it comes to like work, like not my powerlifting clients, but like work, like I've trained people that are in like the 50s. And they're like, dude, they're like, bro, when you're born, I was finishing college. And it's just like, damn. So it's like, I've always felt like a baby.
I do too. They baby me. I'm like, hey, she's like, I'm old now. Like, my legs hurt. My knees are tired. I'm like, oh, well.
Me too. Yeah, I'm just not old.
She's like, you realize when you get older? I'm like, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
I'm old enough. I know.
So I guess that answers that question, I think.
Yeah. I think that was the last question.
That was the last question?
Yeah. Because everybody who's watching this podcast didn't do a good job answering or sending questions. So, yeah.
I'm still kind of embarrassed
that... Do better.
I'm still kind of embarrassed I put it on my story and not one person asked me a question.
Not one person did?
Bro, I got 1,500 followers.
I got one. It was, why does Garrett hate gloves? Which is okay question. Dude, you don't need to wear gloves. All my girls ask if they can wear gloves. I tell them no. Like, you're not going to wear gloves. You're fine. Do your clients wear gloves?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I let some of them wear gloves. Like,
but okay. Why? Why do you not let other ones wear gloves?
I mean, I have two clients like in their 60s.
Oh, I'm talking about younger girls. Like 20s.
I still don't put on straps.
Like, I'm talking about like normal lifting gloves for anything.
No, I still don't put on straps.
Exactly. Like, no.
Well, it depends on the reason, too, because, like, you know, a lot of girls, like, they like their soft hands. So, like, they don't want calluses like us.
That is true. Well, let's do that.
I mean, you have to think about it that way. I mean, because, you know, like, don't know, just try to go on dates and stuff.
Yeah, I think I need some lotion. My fingers are going to, like, crack.
Is that Amar? Oh. Boy, the big PR. 17-mile PR on bench.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was trying to be like him when I get older.
That's the boy. But,
damn, man, he had a squat PR, too?
Yeah, the other day.
Strong guy. I'm going to comment.
So yeah, man. I mean, I let him wear gloves because we had to think, dude. Like, guys, we don't care if we have calluses in our hands. Girls, a lot of girls care about that type of stuff. Like, I mean, a lot of guys don't care if girls have calluses on their hands. Depends.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
it was so funny. Like, oh, my hands are mandy now. I'm like, oh, well... We got another set, so this what are you
going to do? We got 3 more sets. You better grab that bar.
You better grab some chalk or something. I don't care.
I think you should let them wear gloves, dude.
No, because then I have that one wear them, they're all going to wear them.
Dude, just let them wear gloves.
Okay, I'll let them wear
gloves. There's nothing against wearing gloves. Like, what does that do for us?
It did nothing.
Yeah, so it's just like, you're just being an asshole. You're being like that one old coach that like has his set in stone. Where yeah. Oh, back in my day, we didn't drink water. And then doesn't let y'all drink water. You like that, coach?
You're right, bro. I'll do better. Ladies, if you're watching this, which none of you are, you can wear gloves now.
And if you are watching this, you're welcome.
Great.
All right. We've been talking for about an hour.
Yeah, you got any other topics? I know we have to go work out. We're busy.
Yeah, we
got to
go work out. I mean,
We haven't had a chance for like a full like length podcast because we've been just so fucking busy.
I mean, this podcast is an hour right now.
Yeah, but we need to get back. I feel like we could go on a conversation for like 2 or 3 hours, but we can't. All right, so housekeeping things. Number one, if you have any future questions, leave them in the comments, whatever platform this is on, so we can answer them. Number two, if you're seeing this and you didn't ask a question, but you saw me, Brandon, or Hunter's question post, you fucked up. you fucked up, okay? Number three, please go like, subscribe, share, whatever you want to do, tell a friend, all that good stuff, too. Future things, we need to get some new guests on. We need to keep reviving the show. We haven't really posted much. We need to get some future guests on, so we have some ideas. If you have any guests you want to see, you can also comment too. Do you have any guests in mind without saying anything? We have a few we talked about. We just haven't got anybody on.
I have a couple that I can think of.
Yeah.
But it depends on topics.
Yeah.
I'd love to have my roommates on. Super smart people.
You could do it.
Yeah, there'll be different topics like about like finances and stuff like that.
I know you can have them on. I know Nino and Arian wanted to come on eventually, but I know that it wouldn't be as much lifting based. So I was like, we'll see.
I mean, it depends. I mean...
Yeah.
We can. Life is life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lifting and life podcast.
It is a lifting and life podcast. That is bio.
Egg whites and the protein shake, not bad.
Yeah. Okay, but not till later.
What? My fart's going to stink.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's high protein.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're out of here. Episode 16, 17 next week.
Wish us luck on our lifts today.
Yeah, my quad's going to hurt.
I got a top triple on bench.
Yeah, please wish him luck.
All right, like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Sunday Sit Down.
Hey, flex. It'll be like the picture. Damn, dude.
I look jacked.
It was going to be a sneaky. Can you, like, screenshot this?
Yeah, I can.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
bye. All right, you want to do the thing. That's your thing. Here. That's your thing.